You will turn with me in the Word of God.
请我们打开圣经。
To Galatian, the Galatian letter of the Apostle Paul.
加拉太书。
And chapter 6.
第六章。加拉太书第六章。
Verse 14.
十四节。
But far be it from me to glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world hath been crucified unto me, and I unto the world.
但我不以别的夸口，我只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架，因为这十字架就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
And Ephesian letter of the Apostle Paul in chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
From verse 1.
第二章第一节。
And you did he make alive when ye were dead through your trespasses and sins, wherein ye once walked.According to the course of this world, according to the prince of the powers of the air, of the spirit that now worketh in the sons of disobedience, among whom we also all once lived in the lusts of our flesh, doing the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God,Being rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead to our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace have ye been saved.
二节到五节，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
And then in the first letter of the Apostle John in chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
And from verse 15.
第十五节。
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world,The love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the vain glory of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abides.Forever.
二章十五节到十七节，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
And then in the Colossian letter of the Apostle Paul, the Colossian letter of the Apostle Paul, chapter 1, from verse 19.
第哥罗西书第一章第十九节。
For it was the good pleasure of the Father that in him, that is in Christ, should all the fullness dwell.And through him to reconcile all things unto himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, I say, whether things upon the earth or things in the heaven. And you, being in time past alienated and enemies in your mind in your evil works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and without blemish and unreprovable before him, if so be that ye continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast and not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye heard, which was preached in all creation under heaven, whereof I, Paul, was made a minister.
哥罗西书第一章十九节一直到二十三节，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住，既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的天上的，都与自己和好了。你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行心里与他为敌，但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不致被引动失去福音的盼望。这福音就是你们所听过的，也是传于普天下万人听的。我保罗也做了这福音的执事。
We just have a further word of prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Beloved Lord, we're glad that we're found here in your presence this evening.
亲爱的主，我们何等的喜乐，我们能够再一次一同聚集在你的脚前。
And we want very simply as we come to the ministry of your word to confess that without you we can do nothing.
每一次我们来到传讲你的话语，我们向你承认，若不是你自己的圣灵，我们无法做任何的工。
Beloved Lord, we need that anointing which alone you can give.
我们都需要你圣灵的恩膏，而且除你之外，没有别人可以把恩膏赐给我们。
And you have not left us without provision for such a time as this.
主，你为着现在这段时间，我们深信你为我们预备了恩膏的祝福。
Through the finished work of our Lord Jesus, you have at great cost.Provided us with an anointing.
经过十字架的工作，你为我们付了最高的代价，以至于这个圣灵的恩膏可以赐给我们。
And made that anointing a glorious reality in the person of the Holy Spirit.
愿荣耀的圣灵在这个时候来做成你的工。
Therefore, beloved Lord, by faith.We stand into that anointing grace and power this evening.
今天晚上我们凭着信心就站在这一个恩膏的底下。
For both the speaking of your word, the translating of it, and the hearing of it.
为着传信息的人、翻译的人、听到的人，都求你来恩膏我们。
Pierce our hearts this night, Lord.
主啊，求你刺入我们的心身。
Somehow meet us.
主啊，遇见我们。
Challenge us.
挑战我们。
Don't let us be the same.
不让我们再跟原来一样。
Lord, we're living in incredibly dangerous days.
因为我们今天在一个极危险的时代里。
Everything is happening so fast.
每一件事物在我们旁边很快地发生。
And rapidly deteriorating.
而且一切都朝着毁坏而去。
We need you, Lord.
主啊，我们需要你。
Speak to our hearts.
向我们的心说话。
And we ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祈求。
Messiah.
Amen.
The theme of this conference continues really from last year.
我们这次大会的主题是承续着去年的主题。
The way to the eternal purpose of God, the cross.
达到神永远旨意的途径乃是十字架。
There is no alternative to the cross.
除了十字架这条路之外，没有第二条路。
The only way a human being can be saved is through the work of our Lord Jesus on the cross.
任何一个人类要被拯救，只有经过主耶稣与他的十字架才能蒙恩。
And the only way this world can be redeemed, that is the physical world, is through the cross of our Lord Jesus.
今天这个世界如果要能够被买赎的话，只有经过十字架的代价。
There is no other way for any child of God to be changed into the likeness of the Lord Jesus.
任何一个神的儿女要能够磨成神儿子的形象，也没有一条路除了十字架这条路之外。
It is simplicity itself.
这是非常的简单。
And because it is so simple, we all overlook it.
就是因为这一条路是这样的简单，我们却忽视了它。
We get into such theological complexity.
我们搞了很多很多的神学理论，把它变得复杂化了。
When Christ crucified is the only way that God has ordained.
神的儿子上了十字架，这是神所命定的唯一道路。
Now my responsibility in these few days is the cross and the world.
这一次我的责任乃是着重在十字架与世界。
I personally find this a very difficult subject.
我觉得这一题是很困难的题目。
Because...of the complexity of the way the word in English, world, is used.
因为在英文这个字世界是一个非常复杂的概念。
Now, for instance, if you take the verse that we read in Galatians chapter 6.
刚刚我们读了加拉太书的第六章。
But far be it from me to glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus the Messiah, through which the world has been crucified unto me, and I unto the world.
第六章刚刚我们念的，这里说到，这十字架就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上，就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
The word used here, the Greek word used here, is cosmos.
那么这个世界原文是 cosmos 这个字。
And there are two words that are translated in English, the same English word, world.
但是英文去翻译世界 world 这个字的时候，在原文其实有两个字。
One is cosmos.
一个就是刚刚我们讲的 cosmos.
And this is the whole material universe.
乃是指着这个物质的宇宙。
Everything within it.
在这个大宇宙里头所包括的一切
All the beauty that is in it.
它的美丽
The total material universe.
就是整个物质的宇宙
And all the human beings that inhabit it.
在这个地球上所有住着的人类
Cosmos.
都包括在这一个字的里头 Cosmos.
But then you have another word, eon.
另外还有一个字原文叫做 eon.
Actually, that has come into English. We speak of the eons of time.
那英文里面有一个对等字叫做 eons, 就是一个世纪、yeah. 一个长的时间。
Now, this word is translated sometimes age.
那么英文翻译成 age 也有这样翻译。
Or ages.
或者不许多的世代。
Periods.
或者一个时段。
It has the feeling of something continuous.
这个感觉是一个时间的延续。
And in the Ephesian letter of the Apostle Paul, chapter 2, and verse 2, you have both words used.
在以弗所书第二章第二节，我们刚刚也念过里头，这两个字都出现了。
This is how he, writes, wherein ye once walked according to the course of this world.
我们中文是第二节说到随从今世的风俗，这是中文的翻译。
The word translated in English, I know many of you understand English, otherwise really we should forget about English altogether.
我们中间很多人是英懂英文的，所以我只有讲英文的翻译。
The word translated in the English course is age, eon, according to the age of this world.
那么如果按照英文的翻译版本来翻，这个字是 course， 那么就应该翻译成随从这个时代这个时代。
But that wouldn't mean anything.
但是我们不是很懂到底讲什么。
And quite rightly, they have translated it in my version, which I consider a good version, the 1901 American Standard.
那我用的是美国本，美国本。
It is translated according to the course of this world.
那他就直接就翻译成今世的这个时代。
The duration of this world.
就是这一个整个的这一个时段。
Something has happened. Now, I know this is the first evening and I'm very sorry if I bore you, but as I always say to you, you can go to sleep.
这是第一个晚上，如果我讲得太深你睡着的话，我也原谅你。
Both these words have acquired on the whole, an unfavorable meaning in the Bible.
但是不管怎么样，在圣经里面提到这两个字的时候，都带着一个负面的色彩。
Consider for instance, Galatians chapter 1 and verse 4.
那么加拉太书第一章第四节。
Who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us out of this present evil world, age, according to the will of God.
一章四节加拉太书，基督照着父神的旨意为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的时代。这里是 cause 这个字。
Yeah.And then, of course, as we've already said in Ephesians 2 and verse 2, wherein ye once walked according to the course of this world, cosmos.
那么按着二章以弗所书二章二节的话，就是随从今世的风俗，这里是那个 cosmos 这个字。
And then he goes on to describe this world.
然后他继续形容这个世界是怎么回事。
According to the prince of the powers of the air and of the spirit that now worketh in the sons of disobedience, among whom we also all once lived in the lusts of our flesh and of the mind and were by nature children of wrath.
所以后面这段话是形容这个世界是怎么回事，它的特点，第一，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子中 心中所运行的邪灵。那么第三节，我们从前都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
Now you've got the same idea in the first letter of the Apostle John.
那么你到这个约翰一书也看到同样的概念。
And chapter 2.
第二章。
And verse 15.
十五节。
Love not the world.
不要爱世界。
Neither the things that are in the world.
和世界上的事。
Then listen to this. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not.
人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里头了。
The word here is cosmos.
那么这里用的字呢，就是 cosmos 这个字。
Love not the world.
不要爱世界。
And the things that are within the world.
而且在世界上这些事情。
What in the world does John mean?
那么约翰到底讲的是什么意思？
When you think of what God himself said, for God so loved the world, cosmos.
约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人的时候，这个字还是这个字。
Yeah, am I tying you up in knots?
听多了昏了。
Something has happened to this world.
因为这个世界曾经发生过一个大的变化。
That's what I mean when I said these two Greek words have, on the whole, acquired a very unfavorable, almost dark meaning in the Word of God.
所以你注意圣经里面用这两个词汇，原文这两个词汇的时候，往往都带着一个比较小晦暗的色彩的这个意味。
Now, of course, John was always black and white. There was never any shades between the two.
对约翰来用这个字的时候，他使用都是不是白就是黑，他没有灰的。
But he explains himself, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the vain glory of life.
世界里面这个世界有哪三件个特点，肉体的情欲，眼目的情欲，今生的骄傲。
Is not of the Father.
不是从父来的。
But of the world.
乃是从世界来的。
And the world passes away.
而这个世界又将要过去。
Then again, look, I'm trying to introduce this. We'll get down to the more practical side.
我先要把这个概念讲清楚。
Listen to James.
那你来到这个雅各书。
James was another very stark person.
这个雅各也是一个很直截了当的弟兄。
And this is how he puts it.
他这样来告诉我。
James chapter 4 verse 4.
四章四节
Ye adulteresses, speaking to Christians.
他对基督徒说
Ye adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God?
你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？
Whosoever therefore would be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
所以凡想要与世俗为友的就是与神为敌。
Now those are tough words.
这一句话是非常厉害的话。
Exceedingly severe.
是一个非常厉害的话。
You adulteresses.
他说到你们是淫乱的人。
You have broken your marriage covenant with God.
因为你已经把你跟神之间的婚约破坏了。
You've given yourself to another spirit.
因为你把你自己给另外一个灵相交了。
A worldly spirit.
就是世俗的灵。
The spirit that is in this world.
这个灵是充满这个世界。
And then he uses the word enmity. I like better the New American Standard Bible translation, hostility.
那么这个他这个版本用的词是 enmity 为敌，那么一个美国新版本的话呢，翻译成 hostility 是仇视。
Yeah, it is the same idea, an enemy of God.
不管怎么样，这两个字都是讲到我们变成神的仇敌。
Rather strong, isn't it?
这个词汇是强烈的词汇。
Let me go back a little.
让我退一步来看。
What then has happened to this world?
到底
yes,
到底这个世界发生了什么事？
This world that God created.
这个世界不是上帝创造的吗？
And this world that the Lord said, as it is recorded in Genesis 1 and verse 31, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good.
如果你记得创世纪第一章三十一节，神看这一切所造的都非常好。
What has happened?
怎么后来都变了呢？
Apparently the world, when it was first created, was pure.
神当初创造的世界是一个纯洁的世界，是上帝的杰作。
What then has happened?
到底出生了什么事？
Well, we have the fall of Satan,
撒旦的堕落
and a third of the angels,
众天使的堕落
and the fall of man,
然后人类的堕落。
This fall, beginning with Satan and the angels, and moving into Adam and Eve, into the human being.
你就看到这个堕落，首先从撒旦起手，然后三分之一的天使随着他堕落，然后就进到亚当与夏娃，然后后面的人类。
Substantially and essentially changed and altered this world.
因着这个大的堕落，使神整个美好的创造在本质上与数量上就起了很大的改变。
Something entered into the world that was altogether other than God.
这整个神的创造就变质了，跟神的本质不同了。
You remember how the Apostle Paul says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the world rulers of this darkness.
你记得保罗在以弗所书里面提醒我们，我们不是与属血气的征战，乃是与空中之政的、掌权的、属邪灵恶魔征战。
Against hosts of wicked spirits in the heavenly places.
这些都是在这个看不见的世界里面的邪灵的世界。
When God created man,
当神创造人的时候
I trust the Lord to help me to be simple. When God created man,
当神造人
He was the apex of the natural creation.
人在神的心目中，这个人，这个新造的人是整个神创造的顶峰。
I think of it like this.
好像一个
a triangle.
一个三角形的顶。
At the very bottom are all the in the creatures that Darwin called primeval slime.
那么这个三角形的底部呢，就是这个世界你看到的所有最低等的生物。
Still created by God.
这个最低等的生物也是上帝造的。
And then you have the fish, and you have the reptiles, and you have the bugs, and you have all the other things as you come up.
然后你从这里面慢慢看到有鱼，有虫。
Then you have the birds.
有鸟。
Then you have animals.
野兽。
And then you have mammals.
然后你有哺乳动物。
The nearest in one sense to the human being.
这个哺乳动物跟人类是比较接近的。
And then you have man.
然后人类。
That was a triangle.
它是一个三角。
But the other triangle came down from heaven.
但是另外相反的一个倒过来的三角。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
你看到就是父子灵。
And the idea was that the Spirit of God would dwell in that human being.
这个概念就是神的灵就住在这个人的里头。
And that the whole world would be governed and supervised by man.
所以整个的这个受造之物就要被人所管理。
This is not so crazy as it may seem.
这个并不是一个疯狂的概念。
After all, how in the world did Noah get all those animals into the ark? Have you ever thought about it?
你看看，好好回想，神当年叫挪亚把地上所有的活物都放到这个大的方舟里，你就知道人的能力多大。
I have three dogs and three cats, and that's enough to get them into the house.
我自己家里面有三只猫三只狗要放到一个房子里都很困难。
How did he get them in?
那你现在要把那么多放到一个船里。
Unless he was able to communicate.
你怎么样跟这些动物交往?
The fear of man was not in the animal creation.
当年野兽并不怕人的。
Until the flood.
直到洪水以后。
Now, when man fell,
当人堕落,
it was as if,The hub of the wheel was torn out.
就好像这一个轮子的轴脱出来了。
As if the very heart of the practical energizing of the universe was destroyed.
也就是说，整个宇宙的秩序因着这个人的堕落全部乱套了。
Man, instead of being a God-centered, God-conscious and God-dependent being.
人类本来应该是以神为中心，依靠神的一个受造之物。
Became a self-centered being.
现在变成了以自己为中心。
A self-conscious being.
是一个自我意识强烈的。
A self-dependent being.
而且是依靠自己的一个人。
And from that point, you have human history as we know it.
所以从那一天起，就是开始了所谓人类的历史。
Everywhere it is man.
所以你看来看去就是人
Man,
人
I,
我
I,
我
my aggrandizement,
我
my glory,
我的荣耀
my fulfillment,
我的成就
everything,
每一件事以自我为中心
to do with man,
以人为人本
he builds empires,
人建造自己的帝国
for his glory,
要为了荣耀自己
it is humanism,
这是人文的
the last greatAntichrist philosophy of this world.
这是预言中指着那一个敌基督的哲学。
666.
也就是那个代号666所代表的。
Fallen man, and everything in it, fallen man.
每一件事都是以一个堕落的人为中心。
God intends to sum up everything in Christ.
反过来你看神要把一切以他的儿子为中心。
Satan, in order to take man, wants to sum up everything in man.
今天撒旦魔鬼做的工刚好反过来要把一切集中在人本上面。
Fallen man.
在这个堕落的人上面。
Man in union with spirits and demons.
那么人去跟邪灵相交。
This is no fairy tale.
这个不是一个神仙故事。
Something when man fell.
当人一堕落。
The world acquired a new character.
当人一堕落这个世界就变质到另外一个性质上。
As I said,It was substantially and essentially altered.
它这个是在质与量上全都改变了。
Of course, I must tell you that this world is still very beautiful.
即便如此，这个今天我们看到的物质世界还是非常漂亮的。
But it has essentially.And substantially be altered.
但是你去看它的本质都已经变了。
It is indwelt by Satan.
为什么？因为中间住的是撒旦。
Now some of you will say, I think you're going a little too far.
有的人觉得我大概讲得太远了吧。
Really?
是吗？
Why do you think Satan is called the prince of this world?
那么主称这个撒旦是这个世界的王是怎么解释呢
John's Gospel chapter 12 verse
31 12章31节约翰福音、
why do you think that all these things we read about what happened to the world why did it changelet me read to you a few verses from Genesis chapter 3
然后我们看创世纪第三章
verses 17 to 19
17到19节
God is speaking And unto Adam he said Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife And hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee Saying thou shalt not eat of it Cursed is the ground for thy sakeIn toil shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it thou wast taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return.
十七节又对亚当说你既听从妻子的话吃了我所吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子地必为你的缘故受咒诅 你必终身劳苦才能得从地里吃吃得吃的，地必给你长出荆棘和犁棘来，你要吃田间的菜蔬，你必汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你从土出来。
Something happened when man fell.
在这里看到人一堕落，世界出了事。
Thorns and thistles.
你看到的是荆棘棘藜。
How much further shall we take it?
你还要看更多的吗？
I mean, sometimes people come to me and say,Were mosquitoes a result of the fall?
有人跑来问我说，是不是蚊子是堕落以后才被造出来的？
Or flies?
苍蝇呢？
Or cockroaches?
或者蟑螂呢？
Especially those huge ones.
大的蟑螂。
I mean, where did they all come from? Of course, if you were to say, take them out, the whole cycle of nature would be altered.
你说如果今天把这些昆虫把它拿掉的话，整个的生物圈就受了打岔了。
But something happened when man fell.
但是不管怎么样，人一堕落，整个的生态改变。
John in his first letter in the 5th chapter verse 19 says, The whole world cosmos lies in the evil one.
那么 约翰说，整个的世界伏在那这个恶者的手下。
So we can still see such beauty in this world.
今天虽然我们看到世界是美丽的。
We worship God sometimes for the beauty of this world when it first makes its impact upon us.
我们每次看到这个创造的美丽，我们都不由而然的就敬拜神。
We also know that though man himself has fallen,
虽然人类堕落，
still he was made in the image of God.
但是不管怎么样，人当初是按照神的形象
造的。
在人的深处，
Even when he's depraved,
即使我们堕落，我们还有神的影像。
Even when he's perverse, perverted,
虽然人已经是变得一塌糊涂，
Even when he's fallen,
堕落的一塌糊涂，
Still there is the imprint.
我们能够找到神形象的遗迹。
It is amazing.
很稀奇。
This demonic change is most clearly seen in man.
这个撒旦的破坏我们在人类身上看得很清楚。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书的十二章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
And be not fashioned according to this world.
不要效法这个世界。
Now this is not cosmos, this is eon.
这个世界不是用 cosmos 这个字，乃是用 eon 这个字。
Be not fashioned, be not molded, be not formed by this age.
不要被这时代的潮流改变你。
But we all are.
事实上我们都被时代找改变。
We are in the mold.
我们在这个时代的模式里。
And even when we become Christians, so many find it impossible to get out of the mold.
即使我们基督徒都常常发觉我们很难脱离这个世界的模子。
The apostle is speaking to believers.
这里保罗是对基督徒说话。
Not the unsaved.
不是对没有信主的说话。
He says, be not fashioned according to this world.
不要被世界来模式化了。
Get out of the mold.
要从这个模式里面出来。
Don't let this age form you.
不要让这个时代改变你。
Your outlook.
你的远景。
Your mindset.
你的意识形态。
If you go on, what does he say? And be not fashioned according to this age, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
不要效法这个世界，乃要心意更新而变化。
That means another mindset.
乃是有一个崭新的意识形态。
Have this mind in you which was also in Christ Jesus.
你们应该以基督的心为心。
Follow it.
跟从他。
Another mindset.
是一个不同的意识形态。
Do you remember?Do you know what the biggest problem in the Christian life is?
今天基督徒的生活生命中最大的问题是什么知道吗？
The mold of this world.
就是世界的模式。
the fashion of this world.
世界的摩登潮流。
It stunts the Christian life.
这个把基督徒的生命破坏。
Paralyzes it.
把我们僵化了。
Spoils it.
把我们变质了。
Finally corrupts it.
最后整个腐朽。
And in the end destroys it.
最后完全失败。
Then you become a monument.
那你就变成了一个纪念碑了。
A gravestone.
是一个墓碑。
Once you were saved.
以前曾经拯救。
Once you walked with the Lord.
你曾经跟随过主。
But somehow or other.
但是逐渐。
You lost it all.
你就不见了。
You don't hear the Lord anymore.
你再也听不见主的声音了。
You don't see the Lord anymore.
你看不见主了。
You're not alive to the Lord anymore.
你对主已经没有生命的反应。
It is the same with the church.
教会也是如此。
The greatest destroyer of the church is the mindset of this world.
教会今天出了最大的问题，也就是因为教会里的人有一个世界的意识形态。
Oh, how many times I've heard it in gatherings of the church.
我常常在一些教会里面听到这样的话。
We must use common sense.
我们必须要有这个一般常识。
What do they mean by common sense?
那么这里一般常识是指什么说的？
They mean the mindset of the world.
就是世界的思想方式。
I will tell you what common sense is.
我给你例子。
If God is God,
如果上帝是上帝，
and therefore there is nothing impossible.
在他没有难成的事。
And if the Lord Jesus has been given to us as head of the church,
如果神把基督成为教会的元首，
genuine common sense means we hear what the head is saying.
那么基督徒的一般常识应该是我们每一个人肢体都听见头在说什么。
Otherwise, this other mindset destroys the church.
否则的话，我们是拿世界的模式来讲教会的运作，你要把教会毁掉。
We become affluent.
我们在这个世界很丰裕。
Complacent.
我们已经无所谓了。
In a word.
换言之。
Laodicean.
我们已经变成老底家教会了。
We have the Lord's table.
我们有
波饼。
有查经。
We have prayer meetings.
有祷告会。
We have evangelistic outreach.
有布道会。
We've got the whole regime.
凡是该有的聚会都有，应有尽有。
And the Lord Jesus is outside.
可是主却在门外。
And nobody knows it.
而没有一个人知道。
And he's knocking.
耶稣在敲门。
If any man, the most plaintive, moving word of Jesus,If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and will sup with him and he with me.
主耶稣讲了一个最动人的一句话，就是说的，任何只要有一个人听见我的声音，开门的话，我就进到他里面，与他一同坐席。
I'm sure if we asked, if we had members of the Church of Laodicea here and we asked them, do you believe you're overcomers? They would say yes.
我十分的相信，如果你今天碰到一个老底家教会的基督徒，你问他你是一个得胜者吗？他回答你当然是。
We know the Lord.
我们认识主。
We're saved.
我们得救。
We've had wonderful Bible teaching.
我们教会的讲台很好。
The best of the bunch.
这是我们这里最好的一个。
Marvelous.
啊，奇妙无比。
We're a pretty alive church, you know.
我们教会蛮有生气的。
I think we've overcome it.
我想我们应该是得胜者。
And they don't even know that Jesus is outside. Neither the elders, nor the deacons. Nobody.
这个教会里面每一个基督徒包括长老执事都认为主在他们中间，其实主已经不在了。
The Lord Jesus never said, if a whole number of you will open the door.
主在那一句话里头并没有讲说你们中间有一部分的人把门打开。
He came down to one, if any man.
他乃是缩小到只要有一个人听见声音打开门。
The mindset of this world, the mold of this world,
世界的意识形态，世界的那个模式。
It is the paralysis of the church.
就把教会僵化了。
It is why every movement of the Spirit of God since Pentecost has died within generations.
所以你看到从五旬节一直到今天，历史中每一次看到神恢复的工作，只在一代之后马上就僵化。
Not one has remained alive.
没有任何一代能够继续存留到今天。
In its original condition.
都存不保不住他原来神在他们所做的那个工作。
They all die.
每一代的人最后通通死了。
Why?
为什么？
It is the mindset of the world that's taken over.
就是世界的观念跑到教会里面来。
It is being fashioned according to this world.
教会效法世界。
Well, brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
I believe this is a very serious matter.
我深相信这是一个严重的问题。
Look at the work of the Lord.
你看看主的工作。
Why does it become routine?
为什么这些变成了照章办事每天一样的东西呢？
The fire has gone.
火消失了。
The Apostle Paul said to Timothy, stir into flame the gift that is in you.
保罗对提摩太说，把你的恩赐的火眺望起来。
Why has it died?
为什么火消失了？
Why does it become powerless?
今天为什么变成没有能力了呢？
It is the same problem.
问题都是一样。
Oh, dear friends, it's worth thinking.
弟兄姊妹，我们应该要好好想一想。
This whole matter.
整个这件事情需要深思反省。
This is the world. The most seductive way Satan can use to destroy the work of God.
撒旦用世界来引诱基督徒教会，这是他一直不断的方法来破坏。
And of course, it is absolutely true that there are all kinds of worldly things.And we can separate ourselves from them.
不错，世界上的东西我们可以把自己跟它划清界限。
Smoking.
抽烟。
I don't smoke.
哦，我不抽烟的。
I'm a believer.
基督徒怎么可以抽烟呢？
I was in a church once where they never went to a film.
我曾经在过一个教会，这些基督徒从来不看电影。
Never went to theater.
没有到过戏院。
Never went to listen to an orchestra.
也没有听过一个交响乐团。
Never smoked. Most of them didn't know what tobacco smoke smelled like.
当然也不会抽烟，连烟的味道都没有闻过。
Never drank alcohol.
从来也没有喝过酒。
Even the Lord's table was that dreadful sacramental wine.
那么我们擘饼的时候他们用的也是这个葡萄汁。
That so many believers use now, having changed the Lord's word to us.
那有些地方也是这样在做的。
So sad.
一个可怜的光景。
I always wonder how did the church in Corinth get drunk on that sacramental wine?
这个圣经里面怎么会说到在擘饼的时候有人醉酒呢？怎么会发生？这是另外一个问题。
But you see, these people I was amongst, they really believe they were separated from the world.
那么这些基督徒我去访问他们，他们自己相认为是与世界有分别的。
But the real world was very much alive.
但是世界的灵在他们中间却是非常的活动。
Jealousy,
嫉妒。
Backbiting,
背后批评。
Unforgiving spirit,
不能赦免
，bitterness，
苦毒
，faction，
分邦
，division，
分裂
，ambition，
有雄心、野心
，all those things were right into it。
这些东西在这个教会里面充斥着。
You can separate from outward things of the world。
所以我们是从世界这些东西里面分别出来。
And I am not saying that you should not。
当然，我不是说不应该，应该的。
Because there, if the Lord speaks to you, you must obey him。
如果主指出来，你应该从这个事情分别出来，你应该如此做。
If he says, give up your sport。
如果主对你说把你那个爱球放掉
or you will not grow.
你如果不把那个体育活动刻掉你不会增长因为你把体育当作你的偶像这是世界
And that's all I could go on.
那当然还有其他别的事情
Listen again.
注意听
The lust of the flesh
肉体的情欲
The lust of the eye
眼目的情欲
And the pride.
今生的骄傲。
The word life here is not the word life that is used of eternal life or spiritual life.
这里讲到的 生活或者生命不是指着属灵的而说的。
Bios is the word from which we get the word biology, biological, and so on.
这个生是指着像我们讲的生物的生
This kind of life
这一类的生命
The lust of the flesh
眼目的情欲
The lust of the eyes
肉体的情欲
And the pride The vain glory The boastful pride One of the versions puts it The boastful pride of life
今生的骄傲有的也翻译成一个夸口，一个向人夸口的态度。
Natural life，
这些出自于我们天然的生命。
That's the world，
这个都是出于世界。
Well， I think we should begin to close。
我想我要开始结束。
If you're not all asleep，
如果你没有睡着的话。
My subject is the cross and the world.
我的题目是十字架与世界。
Do you know, and I sometimes think many Christians are ignorant of it.
我常常觉得我们基督徒在这一方面非常无知。
Do you know that when Jesus died,
你知道主死的时候
He laid the ground for the redemption of this world.
他已经奠定了这个世拯救这个世界的基石。
That is the natural world.
拯救这个世界
The physical world.
物质的世界来说。
Not only did he die for human beings.
他不但为人类死。
But he died even for the natural creation.
他也为着这个自然的世界是
to redeem them from the curse，
为的是要把这一个自然的世界里面本来有的咒诅赎出来
to redeem them from the emptiness and futility of their existence，
要把他们从虚空虚无之里头被救赎出来，释放出来。
Actually, we have no idea what God originally intended with the natural creation.
我们根本就没有了解神当初创造世界他的目的是什么。
But brothers and sisters, what I say is biblical.
我讲的是合乎圣经的。
We have to be careful, but it is biblical.
我们要小心地讲，必须按照圣经来讲。
I'm not asking you to go and hug trees.
我没有叫你去做别的事情。
I'm just saying，
我只是告诉大家
，that the redeeming work of the Lord Jesus extends not only to the human being but to the whole natural creation。
神的救赎不单单临到了人类，也临到了神创造的这个自然世界。
Listen to Colossians chapter 1。
在哥罗西书第一章。
From verse 19。
第十九节
For it was the good pleasure of the Father that in Christ, in the Messiah, should all the fullness dwell, and through him to reconcile all things unto himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, I say, whether things upon the earth or things in the heavens.
一章十九节，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住，既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
So in closing this evening, here is the first thing.
今天结束的时候，我就要讲第一个重点。
The cross and this world.
世界与十字架。
Oh, you say, I don't understand what you're saying. All right, Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章
And verse 18.
十八节
For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to us, Lord. For the earnest expectation of the creation, that's the natural creation, waits for the revealing of the sons of God.For the creation was subjected to vanity, to futility, not of its own will, but by reason of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the liberty of the glory of the children of God.
十八节一直到二十一节，我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了受造之物切望等候神的众子显出来因为受造之物无论浮在虚空之下不是自己愿意乃是那叫他如此的但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制得享神儿女自由的荣耀
For we know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦直到如今。
So it does.
的的确确现在还是如此。
For those who have ears to hear.
凡有耳的。
This whole natural creation groans.
你能够听到这个自然的创造里头有一个很深很深的叹息
and travail
在那里有惨难
it fell not of its own will but because of man
这一些不是他自己愿意这样堕落而是因为人类的堕落造成他们的受捆绑
and it waits for the fruit of the cross
所以他们就在那边等这个十字架所结出最后的果子。
When the redeemed will come to that place.
就是这些被买赎的人类能够达到那个地步。
And then the whole natural creation will burst into life.
然后那一天到的时候整个这个在叹息中的受造之物要爆出那一个生命来。
Into glory.
荣耀来。
Oh, someone says,this is too much for me. Well, well.
如果你觉得这个太大哦，你没办法理解。
We often forget something in Revelation chapter 4 and 5.
我们常常忘掉启示录第五四章第五章。
You know where the little lamb is in the throne?
那个羊羔羊出现在宝座。
As if just slaughtered.
好像刚刚被杀过的。
And you remember that great cry that goes up.
在那里有一个大的呼喊
Worthy art thou
说到羔羊是配
That thou have redeemed us
那已经
With your blood
用血买赎了我们
From every tongue and kindred and nation
从各族各方各国
And then it goes on
继续说
And then all the angels myriads upon myriads praise him
然后有千万的天使敬拜他
And then listen to this.
注意听
Let me find it.
13.
Yes, in chapter 5, listen. And every created thing, which is in the heaven, and on the earth, and under the earth, and on the sea, and all things that are in them, heard I saying unto him that sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb, there's the cross.
所以第五章,
be the blessing, and the honor, and the glory, and the dominion forever and ever.
启示录5章13节, 我又听见在天上、地上、地底下、沧海里、天地间一切所有被造之物都说, 但愿重赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给做宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。
Now, and the four living creatures, or the four living ones, said, Amen.
四活物就说, Amen.
I don't know how many of you have ever thought about the cherubim.
我不知道你们多少人想过, 基路伯的事。
You know, you had them in Ezekiel.
以西结书记载的基路伯,
wheels within wheels.
龙,
go anywhere,
轮中套轮,
up, down, up, up, sideways, backwards, forwards.
前后左右都能够走, 执行。
Looked outward, man.
一个面是脸的, 人的脸面,
one side, ox.
一面是牛,
looked the other side, lion.
另一面是狮子,
looked inside, eagle.
第四个面是老鹰,
same living creatures around the throne here in Revelation 4 and 5.
这里这个四活物的脸面也就是一样的,
they are not angels.
他们不是天使,
seraphim are angels.
撒拉佛是天使,
cherubim are not angels.
但是基路伯不是天使,
what are they?
那他们是什么呢?
Well, I don't want to take you away from what we're talking about, but I always remember Mr. Spark saying he thought and thought and puzzled over these cherubim, the cherubim.
那么史白克弟兄就曾经去为这个事情百思不得其解。
And he said, the one thing they are not are those little chubby babies that you see, and you know, with little wings.
绝对不是画家里面画的那个小天使，不是的。
They were not.
绝对不是。
But he said, I think he followed G.H. Pember in this.
那么他跟Pember弟兄的看法是一样的。
It is the whole creation.
指着这是一个代表整个的受造之物。
The animal creation, the bird creation, the domestic animals, the wild animals, and man as well, redeemed. By the grace of God.
是指着不管是畜类、野兽、包括人类，都在这个所有受造之物里头的神用他的血来买赎的。
So here is something wonderful.
这是非常奇妙的。
A new heaven and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness.
在这个新的天地里头，义居住在其中。
The demonic principle of sin has gone.
这个撒旦罪的元素在新天地里头不存在。
In its place, righteousness.
而以义来代替。
It's wonderful.
这是奇妙的。
The world and the cross.
这个世界与这个十字架。
But before we all go off to go to sleep, if you've not been enjoying it, or sleep here, I must say one last thing.
最后我要提醒大家,
man has been gloriously saved by the work of Christ crucified.
人神借着十 基督与他钉十字架，在荣耀的拯救里头被救赎出来。
The cross is the way to glory.
因为十字架乃是引到荣耀的道路。
Isn't that wonderful in Ephesians? When it speaks about walking according to the course of this world, according to the power of the air, the spirit that now dwells in the sons of disobedience.
以弗所书第二章第二节说到，我们以前是随从今世的风俗，顺从空中掌权者的首领，随从在他们中间。
And he says,
邪灵。
There was no hope for us.
我们没有指望。
But God.
但是神。
Being rich in mercy.
在他丰富的慈怜悯里头。
Made us alive together with Christ.
让我们在他儿子里头一同活过来。
How did he make us alive?
他怎么让我们活过来？
Through the work of the cross.
借着十字架的工作。
He took one old man and crucified him.
他把那个旧人与他同钉十字架。
He took an old creation and crucified it.
他把那个旧造与他同钉十字架。
It's a new creation.
然后带进一个新的创造。
A new man.
一个新的人。
If you read on in Ephesians 2, you will come to it.
你把这一章读完，你就有这个理解。
A new man,
一个新的人
，in the Messiah,
在基督里。
It is so wonderful,
是多么的奇妙。
It is the work of the cross,
这是十字架的工作。
The cross and the redemption,
十字架与救赎。
Now this new man.Is Christ-centered, Christ-conscious, and Christ-dependent.
这里这个新造的人乃是以基督为中心，依靠基督，从这个特点出来。
Listen to the word we began with.In Galatians chapter 6. But far be it from me to glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus the Messiah, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world.
在加拉太书第六章他说就我而论世界已经钉在十字架上，就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
This is the only way that you can give the Lord Jesus the preeminence in your life and in your service.
也只有经过这条道路，你才能够让基督在你生命中成为绝对的优先。
The only way that he can be the living, functioning, practical head of the church.
也只有经过十字架，基督才能够教真正成为教会的元首，是真正的实行生活出来，而不是在一个口号中。
The only way you can serve God.
也只有经过这个方这个道路，你才能够侍奉神。
The mindset of the world broken.
整个世界的那一个意识形态。借着十字架完全破坏。
The mold of this age broken.
这个时代的潮流在十字架里面被打破。
Our minds renewed.
我们的心思更新。
And thus transformed.
也就因此而改变。
To prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
这样我们才能够查验何为神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
Let me finish with by asking a question.
结束的时候，我问大家一个问题。
You who are a leader,
你是教会的领袖。
You who are responsible for other lives,
你是别人，你是带领别的弟兄姊妹。
Is the world crucified to you?
但是，对你而论，世界是不是已经钉在十字架上
？And you.To the world.
对世界来讲，你已经钉在十字架上。
You dear child of God,
神的儿女们
，You young person,
年轻的弟兄姊妹们
，Is the world crucified to you?
世界对你而讲已经钉在十字架上了吗
？And you to the world,
对世界，你是否钉在十字架上了呢？
You are playing with the wrong kind of fire.
你可能在玩一个错误的火，危险的火。
If you're playing with the world.
如果你跟世界在玩耍。
It will corrupt you.
这个世界要腐朽你。
Seduce you.
勾引你。
And destroy you.
最后毁掉你。
Listen to me.
你听我说。
Shall we pray?
让我们低头祷告。
Beloved Lord,
亲爱的主啊，
touch our hearts,
摸到我们的心。
Don't let us be the same people,
不要让我们再做同样的老人。
Sermon tasting,
我们只是听听讲道。
Deliver us from academic knowledge.
救我们脱离仅仅是头脑的知识。
Lord, face us.
求你与我们面对面。
Don't let us escape.
不要让我们逃走。
We want in these days to go on into all your purpose.
在 这些日子里头，我们愿意进入你所有丰满的旨意里。
We want to see your eternal purpose fulfilled.
我们要看见神啊，你永远的旨意在现在实现。
And we want to pray, Lord, let us be involved in the fulfillment.
我们祷告乃是说，主啊，让我们有份于你永远旨意的实现。
If it means we must lose our self-life as it does,
甚至即使这个代价要失去我们的性命，
May your Holy Spirit energize us.
求你的圣灵帮助我们，
To let go of that self-life.
让我们能够把己生命舍掉。
Hear us, Lord.
听我们的祷告。
We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们乃是奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.